Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNLive.com is their website. Go over there. They're streaming the show there as well. And we're also broadcasting on some of the leading independent stations around the country, just for good measure. And thank you very much for everybody that's listening on the radio. And thank you as well for everyone else that's listening on the stream, on the Internet, to us, especially the listeners in Germany. There's quite a contingent in Germany and, again, India tonight. We have a pretty large contingent in India that likes to listen to the program, so we appreciate that. And also, you can hear us on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, support of patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate you. And the FedEx and the UPS drivers who just got that new contract, $170,000 a year worth of pay and benefits. Nice work if you can get it. And the bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang, John the mail hauler, who had lunch with us yesterday up at Bexley at the brand-new Mission Barbecue up there in Lutz. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the oil products that we need to have so we can get out and go. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we have to offer. Okay, first of all, let's start out here. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we're going to go up and pick up Denise Simon, our guest for the next two segments. Denise Simon, good morning to you. And let me see here. There they are.
Hey, good morning.
Yep, and it's 80 degrees with clear skies, so we're doing pretty good today. And we're going to say the pledge, so are you guys ready?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, we have a caller right off the bat. I'm going to take the caller real quick. All right, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Pick your poison tonight. I see we're a Trump employee, number four, the one that was a witness, I guess, retracted his statement and changed lawyers. Second one, Oliver Anthony getting $40,000 a day. That's the singer that sung that real popular song. I don't know if you heard about that. And another thing as far as Trump and stuff goes, Washington Post columnist changed his mind and calls for Joe Biden to be fully investigated over Hunter's business dealings. All right. Whatever the one she wants to comment on.
Well, I think what happened, thank you, I think what happened is juror number four may have rolled over.
Not juror, witness.
Oh, witness, I'm sorry, may have rolled over. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it was, one of the other maintenance workers having to do with the videotapes. So this is apparently an unnamed person, one that we don't know the name yet. So, you know, when people are threatened with what I would call a militant Department of Justice, they have to make some hard decisions. And I don't think that some of these people can afford, you know, high-powered lawyers.
No. Nope.
If you take a long look at those that are involved in the Mar-a-Lago case, if you take a look at those that are involved in the Atlanta case, they're really taking everybody down that was in Trump's orbit. So people have to make some hard decisions here. And, you know, some of it's not gonna go well for Trump in some cases, I would say.
You're probably right. And, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Denise, what do you think about, you know, the restrictions that the judge is placing on Donald Trump regarding these indictments at his arraignment, basically? How is he going to go out there and talk about it? Was it just going to be surrogates, or how does he get his message across without running afoul of the judge?
Well, I guess there ought to be some kind of a hearing, some kind of an approval. I would send the judge a list of things that he wants to talk about, being a presidential candidate, and what the status is, and, you know, get the judge's approval or denial. And then, you know, work from there. In other peace parts, I would have anybody that is in the Trump orbit, you know, do press releases and meet the press, if you will, and let them talk about things. We don't know the full explanation of the gag order.
All right, hold that thought, you guys. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, over on Facebook, she's there as the Denise Simon Experience. And, of course, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. That's Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And, of course, Geico's been saving people money for well over 85 years. They're currently the second-largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, on the spelling, geico.com, and you can get a cost comparison for the vehicle you're driving now through their insurance versus your insurance, and put in your information that they'll ask you about, and then away you go. And you'll know whether or not they can save you some money, now whether it's a car or a truck. The other thing that you can do is, if you want to save money, you bundle your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, along with the car or truck that you've got, and watch and see your policy go down. But where it will really drop like a rock is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to the policy, and then you'll find out the true savings of what bundling is all about. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and check it out, see what they can do for you. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And now over to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Good morning.
I have a question. Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina, who's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, told Newsmax yesterday that the House GOP is building an airtight case against Joe Biden and perhaps some others in the government so they may impeach, have an impeachment inquiry.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're working towards an impeachment inquiry. They're gathering and gathering and gathering evidence virtually every day. including from banks, and they're in, the reason this is so slow is because they're getting zero cooperation from any part of the federal government.
Right.
They're not getting cooperation from Treasury. They're not getting cooperation from Justice. They're not getting cooperation from the National Archives. They're not, you know, so they're having to go a long way around all of this, and they're issuing subpoenas. So absolutely. Now, it's pretty fascinating to understand some things here. You know, for essentially Hunter Biden and his wife and child are living at the White House.
Yep.
And when they're not at the White House, they're Hunter Biden is virtually shadowing on every single trip that Joe makes. Now, presently, before Joe went to Maui, they stopped off for a long weekend in Lake Tahoe at Tom Steyer's house. And it is said that the Bidens are actually renting the house. Yeah, okay. So then they go to Hawaii, to Maui, make that, and they're back at Tom Steyer's house at Lake Tahoe. Now, and apparently this, again, vacation, which I think is the second one this month,
mm-hmm.
We got all kinds of people at this Lake Tahoe vacation, which includes their daughter Ashley, Hunter, his wife Melissa, their son, and a number of grandchildren. It almost tells me that there's some other people here, because this is an $18 million house. I mean, it's a massive mansion. It almost tells me that this family is hunkering down and having some real legal discussions and family discussions on what comes next. You know, it was a couple of days ago that Jesse Waters had actually reported how many trips that Hunter made
yep.
with Joe on Air Force Two.
Yep.
And they had to look long and hard for that because it was always such a secret. But they looked at manifests, as many as they could, or get their hands on, and then they went to as much of the video showing Biden going one place and the next place to the next place. And as it turns out, Hunter was on these trips too. And he would board the plane in the back and get off the plane in the back. So no, and you know, was kind of would sneak himself on the, into the presidential limousines to be traveling. So this thing is getting worse by the second here, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that the Biden Incorporated is having some heavy discussions, legal discussions and family discussions. And I would not be surprised if after they hired Abby Lowell, who was one of the top lawyers in Washington, D.C., that the tab to pay Abby Lowell is coming from Tom Steyer. So, yeah. So now the question is Joe really going to stay in a re-election race?
Mm-hmm.
Therein lies the big question, which is probably, you know, looking at an impeachment inquiry, possibly impeachment and re-election, and then his failed presidency. I think there's an awful lot that this family is having a long discussion about.
Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Denise, I appreciate what you're talking about very much. Don't you think that if Joe Biden were to step aside for whatever reason, in other words, he won't be the nominee for whatever reason, the Democrats can then sort of jettison all the bad stuff about Biden, the economy, the state of affairs, and say, well, we're talking about new things. You know, we don't even talk to us about all the Biden stuff because he's not here right now, this kind of thing. In other words, would they look at that as being an edge in the election because now they can try to create a new narrative?
Well, you know, he's got executive orders. He's got regulations. He's got, you know, processes in place through various government agencies that haven't gone away. So the the legacy is pretty well overlaid into all things federal government. You know, to deny offshore oil drilling, what they're not doing and what they are doing when it comes to immigration. I think there could be as many backdoor deals going on in the Biden Incorporated today and that they may be trying to unwind as there were when he was vice president. So for the sake of argument, let's say that, you know, Gretchen Whitmer or Newsom or somebody else runs for president in his place. There's way too much there that carries on from the Biden legacy, including Biden economics or Bidenomics, whatever they call it.
Well, but and especially, of course, whoever's going to go up against whomever from the Democrat Party. It's weird that we have to even talk on these kinds of terminologies even at this stage of the game. But turning to the debate, what, you know, because 24 hours from now we'll be talking about this. What is the standout? What is the breakout issue? Who do you think is actually going to score the points at the debate without Donald Trump being around?
You know, it's real hard to tell because they're all going to fight for, you know, some headline. And, you know, I think there's some parts of discussions that will be brought up by some of these candidates that will be unique to other candidates. So, you know, nobody is talking about the collapse of the healthcare system and Obamacare. And I think that will be, you know, some topic that one of the candidates will bring up. Two, they'll be talking about the regulations, and permits and energy independence. There's so many things that, you know, these candidates can interject to kind of outdo each other. I don't believe they're going to concentrate. There may be questions, you know, coming to these candidates about Trump, and I think they're just going to step over that and say, this isn't about Trump. This is about my campaign and what we're going to do going forward. I mean, government's in a mess. We have no law and order. We don't have any foreign policy, and those are bigger discussions than Trump.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Kyle, hang in there. And, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Military Veterans News coming up.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A federal judge in Texas took up a lawsuit Tuesday over the so-called floating border wall. Critics say the string of buoys meant to discourage illegal immigration is nothing more than a political stunt. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar thinks Texas will be forced to take the buoys down.
It's a federal responsibility. The Supreme Court has already said when they took up the case in Arizona that it's a federal responsibility.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has said he's willing to fight the issue all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And at least one child is dead after a school bus crash in Ohio Tuesday morning. Ohio State Patrol Sergeant Tyler Ross detailed the accident.
There was 52 total kids on the school bus, 53 including the school bus driver. Of those, 13 were transported by EMS to local area hospitals for treatment. 10 were transported by personal means or family members to local area hospitals for treatment.
The Ohio State Patrol said it happened just outside Columbus. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the Veterans and Military News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Their phone number to call and ask for any questions that you have and take the tour as well, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And, oh, by the way, don't forget they have campuses in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And the other one is right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over in Clearwater. So call them up, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of those campuses, or both if you want to. And don't forget, their website is naa.edu, naa.edu. This will be the best job you've ever been offered once you're trained to be an aviation maintenance tech. In demand, you'll be making lots of money, have lots of time for overtime, and if you want to travel, you can do that too. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. You got your helmet on?
I do.
All right, well, I want to mention that nearly 2 years after the fact, our allies in Afghanistan are still hoping for help and that they will be able to get out of Afghanistan and escape the Taliban and resettle in America, which is pretty much what they were promised a long time ago. And once again, we bailed out on them. Thank you, Joe Biden.
No kidding. No kidding. A travesty.
Yeah, and they've estimated, one report I saw yesterday, they've estimated that over 200 military Afghan military officers were executed, just taken out and shot.
Again, these kinds of stories, Captain, I think we're going to continue to hear these kinds of things, and there's going to be no end to it, I think.
Yep.
Of just how terrible the Taliban really is.
Well, it reminds me of back in, was it, let's see, not Cambodia, Laos, I guess it was, when they had all of that. They called it the Killing Fields. Remember that movie?
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, interesting aside here, too, Captain, you know, the Biden administration, they didn't want to, and Joe Biden himself, they didn't want to talk about the Afghan pullout after it was such a disaster. And look at the Maui thing. They don't really want to talk about that hardly at all either. They did a photo op thing, but they really aren't going after it or even really answering questions the way that they should be. And this is typical, I think, of the Biden administration.
Well, remember, it was Donald Trump's fault because he didn't have things done the way they should have been. Actually, he had everything set up on a pretty organized schedule, which didn't happen with Biden.
Yeah, and by the way, somebody should have reminded him, you're the president. You could do it the way you wanted to. You don't have to do it the way you say Trump said to do it, because that's just a crutch.
Yeah. Now, Congressman Biggs from Arizona, Andy Biggs, says the House Republicans are demanding the VA explain the suicide rate discrepancies. Now, here's why. Utilizing federal and state data, the AWP report reveals the veteran suicide rate may have in fact been 37% greater than what was reported by the VA from 2014 to 2018. If so, that's astounding.
It is. And once again, I think that, you know, the vets have to understand, and anybody struggling has to understand that they're loved, they're wanted, and there is help. And you just need to reach out.
And I certainly hope that's not true, because if you do 37% of 22 a day and just use 30% as the guideline, that's seven a day more that we weren't hearing about.
Exactly right, yes.
All right, now, North Korea, who apprehended the AWOL Army private Travis King after he dashed into the country during a group tour of the heavily guarded joint security area back on July 18th. This was, of course, according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency. They have confirmed that he is indeed in custody, not just sitting there in a hotel, in custody in North Korea.
No surprise there, right?
Nope.
You know, things don't get better when you run into North Korea. That's just a truism.
No. And the U.S. are in talks to develop the Ukraine grain export routes. I don't know how that's going to work out because the U.S., Turkey, Ukraine, and Kiev's neighbors are looking to increase the use of alternative export routes for Ukrainian grain. Of course, Russia pulled out of the agreement that guaranteed the safety of food shipments via ship across the Black Sea. They're even talking about perhaps on the trains, but there's no guarantee that's going to work either.
Well, that's right, and certainly the grain shipments are of paramount importance, and this can cause a real terrible ripple effect, and people would literally go hungry as a result.
Now, Germany has walked back their plan to meet the NATO spending target on the annual basis. Remember, that's supposedly 2%, correct?
Right.
The German government's retreated from a plan to legally commit itself to meeting NATO's 2% military spending target on an annual basis, this according to a government source.
Right, and of course, what will the U.S. do? We'll keep spending and spending and spending on that, right? And just take up the slack where need be.
Yeah. Now, the Veterans Health System surpassed, of course, 400,000 employees as the record hiring continues. Meanwhile, the Veterans Health Administration has added nearly 49,000 new employees just this fiscal year as demand spikes amid a deluge of claims and the new enrollment from the PAC Act.
Well, that's right, and we've been talking about the PAC Act as well here with this special segment with the Concerned Veterans for America, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it's going to be effective or not.
Well, that's Jimmy Smith, and we'll ask him what's going on there when that happens. Now, I know you've got a couple things you want to bring out, so go ahead.
Well, as a matter of fact, Captain, we understand now that Iran has a brand new drone that happens to be surprisingly like the MQ-9 Reaper drone from the United States. Now, of course, it's no laughing matter because this drone, they say, can stay airborne for 24 hours and also reach Israel, as a matter of fact.
Do you remember how they got that?
Well, that's right. There was some crashes.
They diverted one of our Reapers over to land on their soil.
That's right. So this is part and parcel, of course, of when you start reverse engineering things as well. So it can carry up to 660 pounds of a bomb payload and so forth. So they're going to be, I'm sure, itching to try to test this thing out. But it just goes to show that they're working every day to try to come up with things that are not going to be used the way we use them.
Boy, oh boy. Okay, what's next?
Well, as a matter of fact, too, Captain, it looks like a Navy destroyer, the USS Zumwalt, it's one of those, I think it's like a stealth ship because of its unique configuration. It's going to be putting in at a shipyard in Mississippi and is going to evidently be outfitted with hypersonic weapons.
That's correct.
According to a report from the United States Naval Institute. And, of course, this is a very modern warship, and it's going to get some other upgrades and refits as well, we understand.
Yeah, I was reading that somewhere along the line a few days ago. So, yep, that's absolutely right. Now, a World War II dive bomber from Oceanside turned 100 years of age. His name? Sid Zeman. He fought in the South Pacific as a gunner, took part in the attacks on Rabaul, a little-known Japanese strategic stronghold, and thwarted Japanese advances, paving the way for the invasion of Iwo Jima and two other islands. Happy birthday, Mr. Zeman. May you have 100 more. Hold on, Kyle. We'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who happens to be in the studio today. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In the market for a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
Alrighty, and you'll be glad you stopped at Moss Nissan on North Ford Avenue in Tampa, because right next door to it is Moss Acura. Yep, Moss Acura, side by side, the Nissan and the Acura dealership on North Ford Avenue here in Tampa. Now, they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMT, fire, or police, and church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. And you also get Moss Care along with it, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Remember, that's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan, Moss, Acura. All right. Kyle Warren, come on in. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. And sitting in the studio today again, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Hello, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
All right. And you're doing fine, I hope.
Staying busy. Again, you know, moving a daughter into college is a lot more intensive than moving a son into college, that's for sure. Oh, my Lord, the amount of stores I had to visit yesterday. I wanted to pull my hair out.
Okay, well, I want to mention a couple of things here. One of the things that just jumped out and bit at me was taking a look at the fact that the 340,000 UPS workers ratified their contract. Well, why wouldn't you? Wait till you hear this one. A statement said that 86% of the votes were cast. They were in favor of ratifying the contract. Here's the bottom line. $170,000 per year per person for benefits and pay if you work for UPS.
That's not a bad job if you can get it. I mean, they're going to start having majors in college, like UPS driver, I think, because the type of money that you're able to make. And again, it's this, we talk about this, without a doubt, this is inflationary. It's going to obviously cost us more moving goods and services from point A to point B. I use UPS. You can see how much it costs just for, a 2-day delivery right now. It's gotten very, very expensive, and that's just the ebb and flow of things. Hopefully we can get some more competition into this industry, which will help drive some of the costs down. But we just obviously saw that Yellow went bankrupt. And obviously UPS and FedEx will be picking up some of that business. Again, you're maybe going to have a little bit of a price war between UPS and FedEx. We'll see.
And you've got Prime in the midst of all this, Amazon Prime. And they've got huge terminals right here in the Tampa Bay area. You'll see their trucks running around all the time. Right over there by me where I live, there's got to be 150 to 200 of the vans that they've got that are over there.
And again, I mean, they still have to outsource. They can't deliver everything via their vans and delivery people, but they're definitely pushing in that direction where they're going to look to, in-house. Their deliveries as much as they possibly can. I actually hear advertisements on the radio on a regular basis asking, small business owners if they want to get involved in, doing deliveries and whatnot for Amazon, and it's a great way to make extra money. So, I guess, they're feeling the brunt of those costs, and they're looking to, obviously do it themselves.
Now, we know that Joe Biden is around touting Bidenomics, but his Council of Economic Advisors Chairman Jared Bernstein yesterday acknowledged that prices are still elevated, things are expensive, and he says the economy is stale.
I didn't hear that interview with Bernstein. I saw him the other day on CNBC.
It was on Squawk Box.
Oh, it was. He said that on Squawk Box. I didn't hear him say the economy is stale. Bernstein has been working for Biden for a very long period of time, and again, he's out there touting Bidenomics, and again, he was being questioned on Squawk Box. The line of questioning was that you keep touting this, and yet your poll numbers when it comes to the economy are terrible. And, most people love the Inflation Reduction Act, and I love this type of spending and that type of spending. Again, he doesn't get to the crux of the matter is that we're all on a damn hamster wheel right now. And this hamster wheel keeps getting faster and faster and faster. We keep working harder and harder and harder, and we're getting less and less and less, for our dollar. And you debase the currency like that, again, people are not going to be happy when it comes to the economy. How could you? You go to the grocery store. I mean, we all see it. I tell people all the time, be your own do-it-yourself economist. Stop listening to these pundits and these fools out there that are constantly telling you everything is awesome when everything is not awesome. I mean, it hurts when you go and, you see how much you have to pay for everyday items. I spent on my podcast yesterday, was talking about automobiles. That's one thing, but food, energy, all of these things that we have to spend on a regular basis have skyrocketed. And Bidenomics is not going to do a damn thing about it. It's making it worse instead of better. And the sooner people recognize that, the better off we're going to be. I do hope that the candidates tonight definitely get involved with this. I know it's kind of heady sometimes when you're talking about inflation and trying to explain it to people. I'm here to tell you, folks, Federal Reserve can't do a damn thing about inflation. Have they? Have they really done anything? They've raised rates. They raised rates. They made the cost of capital more expensive for you and I, made cars more expensive, made houses more expensive. But again, are you feeling any better now? No.
Well, I'm glad you said that because it leads me into this next little part here that I'm going to go with, and then I'm going to bring Kyle in. I was up on State Route 54 yesterday in a place called Lutz, and it was just this side of it, a big development. And there were condos, there were apartments, there were houses they were building everywhere. Now, I'm thinking to myself, we don't have them full yet. There's nobody in them. There can't be that many people coming here. But I was told by one of the buyers or one of the developers that came to lunch where it was at Mission Barbecue, it's a grand opening. He said, well, we've been told in our business by the banks to use it or lose it.
Well,
the money.
Money they were given to do that, the loans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it comes to real estate, I mean, obviously they want them to go ahead and you know, develop, you know, these properties. They don't want to be sitting on them. But I don't know if, I mean, if I necessarily agree with you when it says that people aren't coming. I think more and more people are going to be coming here. They are. I mean, it's the pain that, you know, that people are paying. Again, you think the prices have come up here in Florida as well. Inflation has hit here, but there's a much bigger difference than it is in other areas, especially where I live on Long Island and whatnot. The costs have gone to the roof.
There were homes in that area that were in the 200s. They used to be in the 300s and 400s. They were in the 200s. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
All right. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
All right. Well, Paul Krugman is talking about China, and he's saying that the exposure that America has, if China continues with economic problems, even as an economic crisis, he's saying it's surprisingly small in terms of the effect it would have on the United States, because we're pretty much limited our exposure in China in investments and trade. What do you think?
We have definitely outsourced a lot of our supply chains and moved. Slowly but surely elsewhere. Items like the new iPhone 15 that's coming out. A lot of that production is actually being done in India now rather than China. And I get a kick out of Paul Krugman talking about this. For the longest period of time, he has praised China and their economic miracle that they've had going on, where I was been making fun of it the entire time, saying the whole thing is a facade. It's a fugazi. Their numbers aren't real. Centrally planned economies are destined to fail. And again, we talk about Bidenomics and Chinanomics are the same thing. It's the same thing. It's command and control out of Washington, D.C. Now we're emulating China. Why would we do that?
Kyle, we got a minute left, so go ahead.
Well, just circling back here to what Chris was talking about, inflation, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the Wall Street Journal is posing the question, how hard should the Fed squeeze to reach 2% inflation? And I'm so glad you talked about what you talked about, because it seems to be some mechanism, like the Fed can just, manipulate inflation. But that's not the way to actually get inflation down by causing pain on the people. It's about, getting prices down overall. That starts with energy, right?
Kyle, it's not. Yeah, energy is one of the things, but also another thing. We printed $6 trillion for COVID. Okay, Trump and Biden together, we printed $6 trillion. We debased the currency, and that's an issue. You can't do stuff like that. You can't spend haphazardly. Fiscal policy is driving inflation. That's what's the problem right now.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and good news to Kyle and folks. We're going to have Chris here for the first segment of the next hour. So if you have any questions, 877-969-8600. Hello, Orlando, and hello, Las Vegas. Hope you're having a good day out there. Thank goodness it didn't rain too much. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.